When you first started the regorafenib on him, what were some of the things that you went through with him from a patient education perspective in terms of what to expect and what to report to you?
Absolutely. So I think the regorafenib can be a reasonably well-tolerated drug if the patient is well aware of helping to prevent some of the significant side effects. From my experience, I see the hand-foot-skin reaction to be quite different than previously experienced on other chemotherapy agents such as capecitabine. This hand-foot reaction syndrome can be severe, and it's really quite rapid at onset. It really is, instead of a redness and sort of swelling and uncomfortableness you have in your hands and feet, this is really like a blistering. And the blistering is on the places where patients really put the most amount of pressure. So on their heels, on their hands, on the palmar surfaces. And so we always tell patients, it's very important that you have you or your spouse or your friend check your hands and feet every day. You put a very rich emollient cream on your hands and feet. Try to sleep with gloves and socks to keep the skin moisturized. If there's calluses, you need to try to remove them as conscientiously as possible and really monitor that. And if you develop this hand-foot-skin reaction, you need to stop the drug and make sure we're aware of it. And then we can appropriately adjust the drug dosage. The other thing is high blood pressure. So we need to make sure that the blood pressure is taken every day and a record is kept so that if we need to, we can start appropriate anti-high blood pressure medications early and not have any significant elevations in the blood pressure. And also the liver function test, I think, is critical. I always have patients for the first two cycles, which is the first 2 months, check their blood work every week and fax it to me. And then I always call them, as I did with this patient, and we say, okay, everything's going okay. Your liver tests look fine. We can continue on. Or we need to take a break and stop. Liver function's getting a little bit elevated, and then we'll readjust the dose. I think close monitoring such as that is critical for success of this drug.
And I guess we should mention that this is an oral tyrosine kinase inhibitor. There are a lot of TKIs in oncology nowadays. And one that's very similar to this one, regorafenib, chemically, I think there's like one molecule difference or fluorine difference, is the drug sorafenib, which is used in renal cell cancer and hepatocellular cancer. And there, the hand-foot syndrome is also a problem that comes into play. Are these two similar from a toxicity point of view?
Yes. However, also with sorafenib, we tend to start at a 50% dose reduction and slowly escalate the dose. I do think from what I've seen with regorafenib that the onset of the dysfunction in the liver test seems to be much more rapid than with sorafenib. And the severity of the hand-foot syndrome also seems to occur more rapidly and with more intensity than I've seen with sorafenib.